Brethren engaged in medical work in Colorado. Oakland, California, August 20, 1906. To my brethren engaged in medical work in Colorado. I have been plainly instructed that it was not in the order of God that a second sanitarium should be established in Boulder. The institution already established is all that is needed to meet the demands there. The Boulder Sanitarium is well equipped and prepared to do a work that will bring many to a knowledge of the truth. Let everyone connected with our sanitariums be sure that he is thoroughly converted and prepared to act the part of a true Christian medical missionary. If you will seek constantly to benefit others, some will be led by your influence to learn lessons from the great teacher. Tell others of the Bible truths that you have proved in the life practice. The true medical missionary occupies a very responsible position. He is to act a part as Christ's pupil in practicing the art of healing. Those who occupy the position of directors in the work are to obtain wisdom from the greatest teacher the world has ever known. It is sad that so many put their trust in men and make flesh their arm. The Creator of the universe is the chief ruler. Why should anyone exalt another who is doing a work that God has not assigned to him? To the medical workers who are not under the control of heavenly influences, the following words are applicable. Stay yourselves and wonder, cry ye out, and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I am not learned. Wherefore the Lord saith, For as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men, therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent shall be hid. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, Who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, He made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, He hath no understanding? Isaiah 29, verse 9 to 16. Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come for ever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, See not, and to the prophets, Prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wherefore thus saith the Holy One of Israel, Because ye despise this word, and trust in oppression and perverseness, and stay thereon. Therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. And he shall break it as the breaking of a potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare. So that there shall not be found in the bursting of it a shred to take fire from the hearth, or to take water withal out of the pit. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, In returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Isaiah 30, verse 8 to 15. As the Lord's messenger, I have been bidden to present these words to those who are seeking to make of none effect the messages of reproof and warning that the Lord has sent, and who are bracing themselves against His will and His way. There are those today who will neither hear nor obey the voice of God.